Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelus.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between.
Hey guys, welcome back.
So we got a great, amazing local strain.
We do, from one of our favorites, Dragonfly Wellness.
Oh, Dragonfly is, has been a really good, not to say anything bad about the other dispensaries, but we really enjoyed their flower.
Not the dispensaries, just the products from here have been better.
Really good.
Yeah.
Like their carts are, I mean, they've got their own like little cold carts. They have something cool they're going to be doing for us. We'll release that later on and we'll show you.
They're printing our logo on carts.
Yeah.
Or on the battery. The battery. We had a meeting with Michelle from Dragonfly this morning.
Yeah, a lot of love to Michelle.
A lot of love. Sorry you're not here for the sesh. You'll just have to come smoke next time. So, but today, the Dragonfly...
Yeah, we've got
strain that we're trying out.
Malawi Sunrise.
Tried this?
No, this is my first time trying it. I wanted to make it's really beautiful. As you're seeing the picture of this right now, it is dusted with trichomes. This thing is very frosty looking, green, like almost like Incredible Hulk green.
Some beautiful orange pistils and hairs through it.
Just like the grinder almost green.
Really trichome covered.
Oh, it's so good. And it's a really good smell. It's not a very strong, pungent smell. It's not very skunky.
Yeah, it's like I didn't actually smell it.
Of course, my nose is different.
Ooh!
Yeah. It's very fragrant.
Oh. It says it's supposed to have like fruity pine aroma with like diesel-y notes.
Well, and the one thing too on the terpene profile, myrcene is the top.
I get a hint of fruity.
Yeah, that's the lemonine that's in there.
I'm not getting really piney or gassy notes right now. And maybe it comes out more once it's ground or in the smoke.
Dude.
We'll have to see. Yeah.
No.
Beta myrcene is the highest one. And then alpha pinene, limonene, caryophyllene, and then beta pinene. Interesting. They have both alpha and beta pinene.
Smell that and look at it. It's frost. The grind is so frosty.
Ooh. I love when they're trichome covered and just like.
This is.
Dragonfly props.
Dude.
Utah has really stepped up. Dragonfly has stepped. Well, I don't know. I haven't tried Dragonfly's old stuff, but Utah
from
the last 2 years. Oh my gosh. Big step up.
Carts were really good. They have their own cartridge type thing. I'm sure you've got something similar. That's like Stizzy's almost.
Yeah.
I would say they're either unique. They're just exactly like Stizzy or they are like Stizzy. I'll load that up for us.
And obviously we're using our favorite jet system bongs because, oh my gosh. Smoothest piece, indestructible, definitely worth it. Check it out. We'll have the link below.
Show notes, yeah. We're still trying to work with them to try and get some type of code because it is the coolest bong. This sat in my closet.
For like 6 months.
Almost 6 months.
Because we had just so much stuff.
And we were just going through all of it, but I'll tell you.
This has been the go-to now.
What a disappointment. This should have been out a long time ago.
You don't know.
We looked at all. And we're still reviewing other bongs and things like that.
Other pieces.
Yeah, but...
I am blown away with how wide the cannabinoid breakdown on this strain is. It's got Delta-9 THC, THCA, THCVA, CBDA, CBDVA, CBG, CBGA, and CBCA. This has an insane... I bet the entourage effect from this strain is out of this world.
I gotta say, while I was loading up the bowl, Brandon, you open us up and you partake.
Oh.
I picked this up yesterday, right before the recording, and I was looking at all of them, and of course I was like, well, what do you got on sale? And then, what would you recommend? And the funny thing is that both of the bud tenders that I was talking to up there, which are fans of the show, they were like, oh, dude, that's... One of them was like, it's okay. And I'm like, are you an indica guy? And he goes, yeah, big time.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, meaning he's like, well, it just didn't give me the effect that I wanted. And he's looking more for that very deep in the couch euphoric
sedative
effect. Yeah. Tell us the flavors, what are you getting?
That was weird. Crazy spicy.
I'll have to be careful. That's weird because usually when that spicy's there, but that does make sense because myrcene does kind of have that feel of the spice as well.
Who? All right. So I can feel, I didn't take lemon juice between the two episodes because I didn't actually feel high at all. Got him. peppery, very peppery, right?
Peppery and sweet.
Yeah, very interesting. it's making me cough, though. So this one has a very interesting lineage. It looks like it's a mixture between three different strains, or Malawi and Panama, and then Poison Mimosa.
I love mimosa strain.
So I haven't had Poison Mimosa.
I haven't mimosa had Poison. Tasty. It's like, yeah. I think a Poison Durban or Durban Poison.
Which so one, this one they say is great for morning and daytime use. This is like a wake and bake strain.
Oh, man. Woo. Okay, so first steps.
Clear head.
Very illuminating. Meaning bright, real bright. This is a great, like, I can't consume caffeine because I poisoned myself years ago, taking too much caffeine all at once. And it wasn't a stunt. It was just over a short period of time, I just kept consuming high amounts of caffeine. And now my body is so sensitive to caffeine. And I always want that extra because there's times where I just can't get started. And I don't want to consume caffeine in high amounts because I know what it does to me. Like the most I can do is like half a bottle of vitamin water, their caffeine one. It's like a citrus one. I can do half of that bottle.
Is that a lot? I have no idea.
It's like less than 20 milligrams of caffeine.
That's not bad.
I can't feel anything. Before, dude, I mean, French press every morning.
Yeah, but you drink the entire, like,
French press.
Full French press.
Well, I don't want to waste it. Right? Plus, it was so delicious, but,
I know.
You know, and that's been one of the negative. But I will tell you this, the Malawi Sunrise, absolutely, the name on the tin really helps you understand what you're getting. At first, it's a very vibrant high. You're extremely excited, very clear-headed, like almost like anti-red eye, I would feel, because my eyes feel like, I feel like I just had a cup of coffee in the sense of the mental state, not the racing heart.
Yeah.
I've got no racing heart, which will wait because I do know that alpha-pinene, for me, makes my heart race every single time. And but it doesn't
this
have the massive amounts.
This also has beta pinene in it as well, though. This has both sides of it.
Wow.
That's why I was like, it was really interesting with the wide range of cannabinoids with that. We'll have to see.
But the sweet notes are kind of crazy. Like, I wasn't expecting the sweet notes.
I still am not getting very light diesel on my tongue on the exhale now after, like,
yes.
That's it.
Oh,
nothing
yeah.
else.
Dude, it's right here. It's right here for me, but it's so soft.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know what it actually feels like? Mm. It feels like a really well-worn in motorcycle helmet to me right now. I'm sorry.
I haven't gone riding in so long. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
This is a new year.
Yeah.
And with everything that I have been learning and studying.
Yeah, you're gonna get a new bike.
This is the year for a new bike.
Yeah, this is a year for a new bike. Yeah, the fragrance from this is really nice. I really like it both in the smoke and from the grind. The grind is sticky. Did you touch that?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
No, I didn't.
It is so just soft and sticky.
Yeah. And I'm impressed with that because I would feel like it would
grow.
Be super dry. Yeah. The one that, so we did dinner with Preston and his girlfriend the other week.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had some other Utah flower. And he had me feel it just because it was so dry. Like, oh my gosh, this is like a
crunchy.
Crazy dry.
Not this.
It wasn't dragonfly, though. It wasn't dragonfly flower.
You know, for a local grower, and maybe we've got some other local growers that listen to us, I don't know, you're going to be pretty hard-pressed to be able to beat this because this is very, very good.
Now, here's for you and me. Malawi Sunrise or Moby Dick?
Malawi Sunrise.
Okay.
I will say my favorite has been Tropicana Cherries as of late.
Yeah, but that's not a Utah grow.
No,
that's
it's not a Utah grow. But Malawi Sunrise is really good. Moby Dick was great. What I really liked about this one is that it's the slightest touch.
This is so subtle.
In the chest.
I feel like light relaxation through my about here. It's weird. It starts about mid chest.
Totally.
And then it's through my arms. But it's like, and like very clear headed.
Oh, super clear. Plus, I mean, on the pain factor. So I've been struggling with bicep tendonitis.
Man.
What triggered it? Pull-ups.
Oh, I was going to say beating off more than three times in a day.
Well, at that point, only dust comes out.
It's cool. Once you reach a certain age, it's all like instant anyway. You just add water. So really not a big deal.
No, I heard it doing pull-ups. I think pull-ups are great, but my old ass, I just turned 45 in February.
He sure did.
Yeah, I'm now 45.
You don't look a day over 40.
There you go. There you go. And I was... As I was doing it, I hurt, but I'll tell you what, like, what I found out is that this can last for up to 4 months.
Yeah. Holy cow.
So you got to be careful what you do. But I do these exercises every day, but it hurts even to lift my son, my 8-year-old son, up. And when I pick him up, I feel this huge pain unless I do that workout. Now, the pain relieving on this is very subtle. But this would be more for those strains. This is a great after the gym strain. This would even be good as a pre-workout. Matter of fact, this would be amazing as a pre-workout going to the gym. As you know, and Brandon's been getting involved, and I'm super proud of you for doing that, bro. I think that's awesome. By being able to go to the gym, then strengthen the bones and the muscles. But I just enjoy that punishment a lot. And I like to smoke every time I go before.
Always.
I've tried edibles. I've tried tinctures. I've tried about everything you can, from the mouth sprays to the tablets. Nothing beats flower before the gym. Best pre-workout you could ever get.
I love it.
But we might develop some in the future for it. But anyways, this strain is great for that. I feel small amounts of pain relief right here. Like, it's so subtle. But
it's known for a mild pain relief.
It was just slight here. I need to take another hit to be able to really fully feel it. But if you are a 2-3 hitter on this one, this would be great. In a microdose, this would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Think really about your energizing.
Vapor. Oh, yeah.
This is, like it says, perfect morning or daytime use.
Now, I'm getting more citrusy notes, but just slight citrusy notes. Not like the runts that we had. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, but that was concentrate too. Different terms.
Yeah, but that's wow. And that rig was pretty cool.
Yeah, I admit, right?
That is one of the coolest rigs we've ever
nifty
had.
Little rig.
And it was probably cheap as shit.
We'll
do it on another episode. But when you think about this strain, and only one bowl, I've only had like 3 hits. And it's pretty fantastic. It feels great. I'm going to take a little bit more and kind of see how this evolves. But
I'm incredibly clear-headed. Like, I don't feel pressure in my head. I don't feel anything like that. I just feel incredibly clear, focused, like, energized. This is a fantastic daytime strain.
You know what? I'm doing some right now, and I normally wouldn't do this. But I know we got a lot of Utah listeners, too. I need you guys to start sharing this with everybody you know in Utah, because this strain needs to be purchased. This is such a fantastic strain.
This is good stuff, man.
Like, I think I paid, what is it?
$55.
Yeah.
Unless it's on sale. I'm on the site right now.
It's on sale. It was like 37.
Oh, yeah, I was like, you said it was around 35.
37, yeah.
So.
Crazy, right?
For Utah, for an eighth, yeah.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
But if you're in Utah and you are like, you know what? I need a good pick-me-up strain. Slight cottonmouth. Just before Warren, slight cottonmouth. Where's our friend?
Oh, Luber City. I actually don't mind that one.
Yeah, Luber City, great product. I know in my previous episodes, they are
sexually
explicit.
We just like to laugh at the name because it's funny.
Lubra City, right? It almost sounds like that, like some 50s announcer.
But like, honestly,
I'm so dry. Lubra City.
It's fantastic. Like have some old 70s commercials or something. Yeah. It's not terrible Cottonmouth, but it is a little bit with it. This one has actually been used for depression, nausea, loss of appetite, as well as pain. I've been having, I don't know what it is. It's been like the last week. My back has just been, I feel like, really on one.
Oh. Sorry about that.
And so it's just been really sore, really obnoxious. And I have probably been consuming more than I might normally because of that. But I also was given this special gummy from a chiropractor friend of mine because he had washed basically over 20 different strains of hemp through there, through this alcohol that he had done, alcohol extraction. And so it had like crazy amounts of cannabinoids and terpenes, and he actually had it sent off and tested, and it has 0% THC in the entire thing.
That's nuts.
And he's just not sure if it's because he's had it for 2 years in this whole process that maybe the small amounts of THC have converted to CBN over that time. But it's been really nice addition to like taking that with
no way
all the cannabinoids. I know, right?
That's awesome, dude.
But I'm like, man, how hard is it to recreate this? I'm like, man, I have to get 20 different strains and wash them up. Like, it takes time. It's a really a process to get to that. I'm like, oh, man.
And that's why you start to appreciate the prices for cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, when you've got a plug that's selling you, like, fire weed, like, it's so good and cheap.
Mm-hmm. Look,
you should do that.
That's
why
I stopped.
As long as you're not getting caught.
Going, I used to go to Denver and get all of my own products because it was like, it's cheaper. I know what they are. They're better quality than I was getting here. And then that changed and I got better quality here for
right. Like we drove to Dinosaur.
Cheaper prices.
Dinosaur, Colorado. We drove there, this tiny little town right on the border of Utah. And we went out there and we got Han Solo Burger, Casey Jones.
Yep. Oh, what was the Willie Nielsen one?
That was it. That
oh,
was Han Solo.
Okay,
Han Solo Burger and Casey Jones. And I think I got a card or something. I didn't even know. Like, I wasn't as particular at that time. But, you know, getting that at that time, we thought that was premium, dude.
Oh, it was great.
I haven't had Han Solo Burger since. We need to review that.
Say, oh, we never did.
No, because it was before.
It was pre-show.
Yeah,
and
way pre-show.
There are so many strains I have had pre-show.
I know, dude. Like, literally, you think about it. Like, we have had hundreds of strains, and we haven't even touched the surface of it. And that's what's so cool. But, dude, okay. So, now, having a few more hits, I've probably had, like, 6 hits. Dude, this is great. Like, I feel so good. I feel so happy. Like, this is awesome. This is the best antidepressant strain.
It's not the euphoric uplifting of the, what was the one we did last week? That one was amazing.
Oh, shit. What was that?
Really uplifting. Really euphoric.
Laughy. Remember, I was giggling the whole time.
Yeah, had a great giggly time. This one's not that same one, but, like, it is a fantastic, nice.
Oh, shit. What was that one? It was, like, you know what? We recorded it, so don't worry about it. We'll just go back and look at it. But, you know, I would say this is the best. If
Moby Dick? Or
no, it wasn't Moby Dick. It was
the one that just dropped. So maybe it's not out yet.
No.
Oh, it probably drops next Tuesday.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right, but, oh, man, so many strains. But thinking about this one particularly, like if these darker times in the months, right, in the snow season, Utah is bipolar, so our weather can change. I mean, we've had snow in July. We've had snow in July. And I mean, you know, for people in California, like, yeah, we've had snow. And they're like, no.
We had like 6 inches of snow in July.
Literally, you know, and it's like, okay. But the gloomy, the cloudy, the cold, this really starts to hammer on you. and we just got done with the holidays. Like, I'm so glad it's over, and I right. dread that it's coming. Like, it's just, the holidays are hard. They're
I
so hard.
Don't care for them that much.
I don't either.
I don't know what it is. I've never...
I love Christmas because I love giving things to people. It makes me feel good.
Giving things to people, but like...
I like seeing the reaction and if they love it. But
it's just changed for me.
I just don't care about the consumerism. I don't care about getting the newest, nicest, coolest thing. Like I used to, every Christmas I would ask for like a bunch of games for the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know, we share my library and your library. I've got like over 400 games in my library. It's insane. And I would never play them all. So I just kind of got, as I got older, I'm like, I'm very choosy about what I play. But regardless, like that would be like, that was kind of like a release every once in a while just to play games. And I don't play as often as I did before. Like I will play, but I don't play as intensely as I used to. So I still get kind of down and I like going to the gym and that's great. But I'll tell you, man, I've been looking for a strain that really picks me up. Like, just makes me feel great, and I don't feel the fog, because there are some. Moby Dick, for one.
There was a little bit.
Yeah, there was a little bit of fog. The other one, the giggly one that's coming out next week, that one, that was a roller coaster. Yeah. But it was, like, when it came down, it was just like, oh.
It was such an interesting
Yeah, it was very different.
Yeah.
Took you through this wild ride. This one only gets brighter and happier. If you're prone to sativa headaches, you will feel it. I am getting a slight headache right now.
Interesting.
Very, okay. Just off to the left, but it's just mild. So I know that in micro doses,
this one's
for your,
great.
Yeah, for your, ooh, for your, the mild doses for your beginner to intermediate consumer, this is great. Like you can use a little bit, will go a very long way. For you that are a little bit more experienced, I would say wait for the evening for this as like a social get together. That would be fantastic. Or going out to eat with a bunch of friends.
Oh, this would be
in a busy restaurant. That would be so much fun. Everybody's laughing and yelling and food's just coming.
And you're
just,
like energetic and chatty. And
this is great. If you are one of those people that need to have more social lubrication, such as alcohol, just to do that, this is a great alternative to that because then you don't lose your shit if you drink too much.
Yeah, or like say something really stupid because I've definitely done that a lot. Or
oh yeah,
you know, or you have
me too.
Too many and then you're like, cool, now I'm sloppy.
Blah.
Versus like what happens if you get high? You might get quiet.
But this one, I don't think you would have the ability to be quiet. I think this will go really well with a very either a small social gathering or just a large networking event. If you had a conference to go to, shit, I'd have my crafty loaded in my smell-proof bag,
right.
And we'd be stepping out every 2 hours just to hit it again.
Puff.
And I think this is, see, like there's some strains that I've taken where to make me feel like this, and then I take too much. Like I greened out a little while ago on Tropicana cherries, and I did a half a bowl. Great.
Perfect.
Dude, I wrote like a 3-page standard operating procedure for this company I'm working with. And I just 1 hour just busted it out. I've been struggling with all my notes to put it together.
Huh.
And then I was like, I could do some more of this. This feels good.
That's fantastic.
And it fucked me up.
I love when I have that, like a really good strain for focus and just getting everything like honed in.
So happy.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you could have a little bit more than that. I love Tropicana cherries. It is so delicious for me, but I will say this one is my favorite Utah strain for a sativa user. This is fucking amazing.
It's delicious. I love this.
Stamp.
Yep. It's 10 out of 10. It's cannabis school approved.
Yeah, it's so good. I really love the flavors. The first hits are very peppery. Wow.
Yeah. It kicked me right in the throat.
And that guy
a little bit
over at Olive Garden, he's like, open your mouth and just twisted that grinder. And then the guy over there, more cheese, more cheese.
Just leave it here.
Just keep going. You ever seen that where a guy's like, just stop when you say win. And the guy just keeps going and going and going to this pile.
You're like, wait, it's out of cheese. All right. Well, I didn't say win. Go get another one.
And then he eats the whole thing. You're like, oh, oh, that's rough.
Yeah, but reals.
I really like this. This is, that peppery isn't bad either. It's still there. In the back of my throat, it is still there.
The I don't peppery. Know if I'm feeling it in the back of my throat.
But it's like, anymore. It's peppery like getting a really good steak. You know what I'm talking about. Like, the steak is so amazing.
Yeah, I just smoked Flaming Yon for Valentine's Day the other day. And it was incredible. It was, I've made it before, like, several times. But the smoker, just, it was
just
so much better. Choice. Oh my gosh.
Dude, that's so awesome.
I thought about it and I was like, man, on a recording day, we're going to have to smoke something sometime. And I'll just start it ahead of time because it'll take a while. It'll be fine. Then we'll just eat it after. So next time.
Next time. Well, if you are in Utah listening to this, go to a Dragonfly dispensary near you, or they might have it at your local dispo. Just go ask them if they hold Dragonfly products. Best to probably check on their website before you go just to see what they have in stock. This is a popular strain that they hold over there, but it was in stock and on sale. It might still be on sale when you see this. It might not be, but I would say this is definitely worth it.
Yeah. And if you're not in Utah, check out your dispo, check out your plug.
Yeah.
You know, check totally. Out that Telegram channel and see, hey, do they have Malawi Sunrise?
But I would do that. Like, if you got a local plug, get yourself a good amount of this. Go a little bit past an eighth. I mean, I would. Mm-hmm. I totally would.
Definitely
would,
an ounce or two worth.
Yeah, totally. I would get 2 ounces of this and have it in constant rotation. Hell yeah. This is great. Yeah. As always, we love you. Our Patreon supporters.
We love all of you guys, but we're especially thankful for our Patreon supporters.
Yeah,
all
if
of
you're
you
not
guys,
our Patreon supplier, you know, you can go,
guys.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah, no.
No, dude, we love you, you guys have all been such a support to us. We love you all. We wouldn't have been able to grow to where we're at right now and reach more people without you.
But it's a huge thank you, guys. Like, every dollar helps us reach more people like you guys.
And that's what we encourage everybody. I mean, if you have the ability to, just $1, if you send that to how many listeners we have, we're going to be able to do way cooler things. We're going to be launching a new episode on Thursdays for now on, and it's called The Sesh. And The Sesh is a different format. These are cannabis-infused conversations with different individuals. We've listened to you. We know you want more of us on the strains and the one-on-ones, and we're doing that. But we also want to be able to provide just a little bit more entertainment. We've had fans asking us for years now, hey, would you do more than one a week?
And give us a little more.
And we've worked extremely hard. That's a lot of work that goes into that. So help us out. Donate to the show.
Yeah.
And as always,
see you next time.
Take care.